Chapter 3, Part A, The Mission of Self-Reliance. To succeed in your mission, you must have single-minded devotion to your goal. APJ Abdul Kalam. Kalam had till now been engaged in designing and building rockets. The shift from ISRO to DRDL was more than just a shift from one organization to another. It was a shift from rocketry to missiles, from the civilian to the military arena. Kalam's military philosophy was very simple. India must have the necessary weapons, not just to stop any aggressor, but to avert such an eventuality. The first task that Kalam set was that of devising a clear and well-defined program for developing indigenous missiles. A committee under Kalam put up a ₹390 crore proposal spread over 12 years to develop two types of missiles, a low-level quick reaction tactical core vehicle and a medium-range surface-to-surface weapon system. It was proposed that a surface-to-air medium-range weapon system capable of multiple targeting be developed in the second phase. Another proposal was for a third-generation anti-tank missile and a re-entry experimental launch vehicle, REX. The proposals were given to Defence Minister R. Venkataraman and cleared by the Union Cabinet. The plans for the Integrated Guided Missile System Program, IGDMP, were further developed after approval was received. The focus was to develop self-reliance in this field. The surface-to-surface weapon system was named Prithvi. The tactical core vehicle was Trishul. The surface-to-air system was Akash. The anti-tank project was Nag. And the Rex, REX, was to be Agni. Kalam was so involved in the formulation of the plans for the missile program that he forgot that Sister Johara's daughter, Zamila, was about to be married. There was no way that he would be able to get home in time, as the wedding was that very evening. The news was conveyed to Venkataraman, who immediately arranged for Kalam to leave for Chennai on the Indian Airlines flight in an hour's time. There an Indian Air Force helicopter was waiting to take him home. Much to his relief, Kalam did not fail the family that had stood by him always. The IGDMP project called for over 400 scientists to participate in it, with 5 project directors who would in turn train another 25 project directors and team leaders for the future. It was Kalam's job to lead and coordinate and work of these talented people and solve problems that may arise. 26 June 1984 saw the flight test of the inertial guidance system and the Devil missile was tested. The first launch of Trishul took place on 16 September 1985 under the IGDMP.